which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto,
that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offence of heart unto my lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my lord, then remember thine handmaid.
What supplication soever shall be made of any man, or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from me.
So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Oh, that my grief were throughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together! But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged, and though I forbear, what am I eased? Mine eye is consumed because of grief, it waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief, yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. Shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. Thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully.